Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in studio right now is Dr. Ken Pearson. He's an orthopedic surgeon from Aspirus Keweenaw. Also with us is Sharon Fisher, the orthopedic service line director for the hospital. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Now, let's go ahead and start with you, Dr. Ken. And the obvious question for anybody that might be listening is, orthopedics, what is that?
Orthopedics is the treatment of bones and musculoskeletal conditions. So anything from fractures to joint pain, arthritis, things like that.
Okay. When is it normally applied? When people come in, is it from sports injuries or other sort of diseases or bone ailments?
It can be. A lot of times patients will see their family physicians and they'll have knee pain or hip pain and they'll send them to us for evaluation.
All right. Now, you've used to be at Aspirus Keweenaw. This is a return for you, is it not?
Correct. I was here from June of 2010 until the end of 2013, and then I went back to Indiana, where I'm originally from, and practiced there for about 3 years and missed it up here, so I decided to come back.
What got you started in this?
In orthopedics?
Yes.
Oh, that's a long story. It goes back to when I was younger. My father had a heart attack and had a quadruple bypass, and they told him if he didn't exercise, he was going to have another one. And he played football in high school, so he had sustained some injuries back then. And back in that day, we did not have arthroscopy, so they would just go in and take the meniscus out, which is one of the cartilages in between the two bones of the knee. So he went on to get really bad arthritis. And a couple years after his heart surgery, he had both of his knees replaced. And I saw the difference that it made in his life and decided to go back into school and do this.
Did you have an interest in medicine prior to that?
I did have an interest in it, but I had worked at a job for about 9 years with the company and was married and had kids, but decided to go back and do it anyway.
So where'd you go to school?
I went to undergrad at Indiana Wesleyan University. I did med school at Midwestern University, which is the osteopathic school in Chicago, and then I did my residency in Chicago as well.
And the first time that you came up here to the Copper Country, was that shortly after residency?
It was immediately after residency. This was my first position.
All right. What were your impressions of the area?
Well, initially, there was no orthopedic program up at Aspirus, so I was the only one there. I had been warned repeatedly about the snow, and that doesn't bother me. I actually like cold weather over hot weather. So the weather was never an issue for me. And then as the practice grew and I got to know the people in the community, when I left, it was for non-professional reasons. It was more for family reasons. So when I got back to Indiana, I realized how different it was and how much I missed the community up here and my patients and my colleagues.
And that brought you back?
Yes.
Yeah. When I was looking at this as an area to possibly move in, that was one of the most convincing factors, talking to a number of people who lived here, moved away, and came back. You know, it's one thing to have lived here your whole life and not know what life is like outside of the area, but it's a totally different testimony if you say that you had an opportunity to live somewhere else. I came from the Detroit area and moved up here, and even though sometimes when there's a foot and a half of snow in my driveway and I want to live somewhere else, I always think, well, why would I, you know, other than that, why would I want to go anywhere? And I talked to a lot of people who had the same story. They came back. They wanted to be here. How has things changed at Aspirus, especially in the orthopedics department, since you were here before and coming back?
Well, when I was here before, when I left, Dr. Fred Rao had already started. We overlapped about a year. I worked with him up in here in Lorium. The difference now, I guess, would be the integration of the Aspirus family. When I was here before, the hospital was more, I guess, independent. We didn't really answer to anybody, and referrals to other places were, you know, dependent upon who you knew. And now we have more integration. We have places that we can reach out to and places we can do referrals if there's something that, you know, we need to send out that can't be done at our, you know, smaller hospital.
Are you based primarily at Aspirus Keweenaw, or do you move around from the other Aspirus locations?
I do work up here at Aspirus Keweenaw, but I also work part-time in Iron River, and I do a couple days a month in Ontonagon as well.
What about patients that you used to see when you're first tour of duty up here. Do you see a lot of those coming back, the patients that you used to treat?
Well, I've only been in clinic here for about 6 weeks, so I really haven't had a chance to see that, but I anticipate that and look forward to that.
All right. So you've only been about 6 weeks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. When somebody comes in to see you, are they always being referred to from a general practitioner?
Sometimes they'll just come in, and if they don't need a referral from their family doctor, then they'll just make an appointment and come in on their own.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, why somebody would come and see you. Because there may be people out here who are experiencing pain or experiencing certain symptoms. And, I know for myself, I dealt with back issues for many years, for almost 20 years, before a doctor finally correctly diagnosed it and then sent me to somebody who can treat it correctly for ankylosing spondylitis. I saw countless doctors who x-rayed me and did all kinds of different tests and sent me to physical therapy. I had not been injured at work. I didn't fall, so they could never find out what was wrong. There were no bulging discs. And then finally, a local doctor actually said, you sound like you have a classic case of spondylitis, ankylosing spondylitis, and sent me to a rheumatologist who then got me on medication. So then we may have a lot of people in the audience listening right now who really they need to see an orthopedic. But they're not sure, they haven't gotten directed to that. So what kind of things that should they, would you normally treat?
Well, people would come in normally with one of the top complaints is joint pain, either hip pain, knee pain, shoulder pain. They may have been seen by their family doctor who did some, workup prior, either x-rays or an MRI or something like that. We get them after they've exhausted all of their normal things, or they have found something that is definitely an orthopedic issue, such as a rotator cuff tear in the shoulder or a torn meniscus in the knee after an MRI. It really depends on the family doctor and how comfortable they are with working up the patient. But we see patients frequently who have not had any workup at all. They've just got knee pain. They tell their family doc, and the family doc says, hey, I'm going to send you over to see the orthopedist. And we'll see, muscle strains, tendonitis, back pain. Although nobody here does back surgery, we do triage back pain and try to work it up so that, like yourself, we can try to help make a diagnosis to get you in the hands of the people you need to see.
Especially with knee and hip pain, I imagine a lot of times people write it off as, arthritis, or something of that nature, and it actually could be something else that could be treated.
It could be, and, frequently it's, arthritis, and, but they think, well, I don't want to go see the orthopedic surgeon because he's just going to do a joint replacement, and I'm not ready for that yet. But there are several other options that we have that are non-surgical now that we can do that will help with, arthritic pain.
Well, like what? What do you do?
Well, we have physical therapy. We can do steroid injections. We can also do what's called viscosupplementation, which is a thick gel that we put in the knee that helps lubricate it. These are all things we would want to probably try before we talked about doing a large surgery like a joint replacement.
What about the staff over at Aspires? You mentioned Dr. Rao, so you're not the only one there.
Correct. Myself and Dr. Rao and also Dr. Mark Kelly, all three of us are up at Keweenaw. They're both there full-time, and we do, all three of us do general orthopedics, and each of us, kind of has a niche, but, we can cover most things.
Now that the program has been going on for a few years, are you seeing less and less times where people are sent to another location or out of the area to get the treatment?
Well, again, I haven't been back that long, but the feedback that I've gotten is that we are able to keep the people here where before they might need to be sent out.
What are your plans or goals now that you're here other than enjoying our snow?
Well, obviously reconnecting with my former patients, just trying to help the hospital in, expanding the orthopedic program, trying to help the community. And one of the reasons I'm going down to Iron River and also to Ontonagon is to try to decrease the amount of travel that the patients have to do so that they don't all have to drive up here to Lorien. We can treat them down there. There may be times when if a surgery came up and, you know, the smaller hospitals weren't able to accommodate it, they may have to come up here for surgery. But me being down there, I can do the pre-op and I can do the post-op follow-up. So for me, it's probably trying to make it more convenient for our patients so that they don't have to travel as much.
Just in the few years that I've been living up here, we've seen a kind of an explosion in availability of different healthcare, of different treatments. It's becoming more accessible, and the competition is also there more between different health providers. People are looking for certain things when they go to see a doctor. One of those is how they're going to be taken care of as an individual, rather than just one of the masses to get treated. If somebody comes to, you know, they're being treated by you, how do you treat them individually and make sure that, you know, their personal needs and are looked after?
Well, although there are a lot of conditions that are very common, they are also all very individual, dependent upon the person, their age, their occupation, their expectation level. So I try to treat, personally, I try to treat every patient individually. I try to take time to explain to them what the condition is that they have and what we're going to do to treat it. But more importantly, for me, it's important for me to explain to the patient why we're doing what we're doing, because if they don't understand why we're doing it, then they're probably not going to comply with, you know, what our recommendation is. So, and that's one of the things that I did when I was here before. I tried to do that in Indiana, but where I was in Indiana, it was more of a kind of a factory production kind of thing. They just wanted to crank people in and out, and that's not how I practice medicine. So that's one of the other reasons why I came back, because the community here, being the smaller community, I think they appreciate when you take the time to explain to them, you know, individually what you're doing and why.
What about painkillers? Because I know a lot of doctors these days they're becoming more aware of some of the damage they can cause by over-prescribing painkillers for certain situations. Somebody comes in with you and they've been experiencing knee pain for a long time, and they want a prescription to take care of it. How do you approach that?
Well, obviously pain medication has a place, but pain medication for the most part is covering up whatever the condition is that's causing the pain. So the goal is to short-term pain medication prescriptions obviously have their place, and especially if they've had surgery. But for the most part, for me, it's about finding out what's causing the pain and getting to the root cause, taking care of that so that they can get off of the pain medication.
If a particular service or treatment is not available at Aspirus Keweenaw, but you're seeing this patient, how do you go about that? Or do you have a specific places that you know that, okay, well, we can't do this here? You mentioned back surgery, but we have these other options.
Well, one of our referral places still in the Aspirus family is down in Wausau. So that's been a big resource for us, and will be continue to be a resource for us, because they can cover just about anything that we have. Sometimes there are issues with insurance where you can't cross the state line. In that case, sometimes we have to refer the patient to Marquette, who has some services that they can do that we can't offer here. So what we try to do is find the most convenient option for the patient.
Let's talk about treatments. Medical advances come so rapidly that a lot of people, patients, don't even really know what's next available. And maybe they've sought treatment for something 10 years ago and they really haven't followed up on it too much, and they've been suffering because the only option before was having my hip replaced or knee replaced, as you mentioned. How are things changing?
Well, in the orthopedic world, unlike some of the other areas of medicine, we don't have rapid change. There have been changes in the way we treat certain conditions, integrating physical therapy with some of the other things we mentioned prior with injections and things, where before, they may not have had that option. Some of the other things that have changed in orthopedics is the components. If we do have to do a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement, is the components that we use now last much longer than they did 20, 25 years ago. So, 20 years ago, we would tell a patient, you're going to get 10 to 15 years out of this knee, where today, that's not true. We can get a lot longer life out of that particular joint replacement, because anytime you do a subsequent joint replacement, the comorbidities and the complications are higher. The rehab is usually longer. So, you know, that's probably one of the major things that we look at now that's changed is, you know, how the components are made. So far as how we treat the condition, I think it's more important now to treat the patient as a whole and treat, you know, the whole condition rather than just, you know, this is an elbow. Well, it may not necessarily just be the elbow. That elbow could be hurting because of something in the wrist or something in the shoulder or something else going on. So, you know, I think you need to look at the whole person.
If somebody, if you have two drastically different patients, say they're both coming in with knee problems. One of them blew it out playing football because he's a college football player, and the other one is 65 years old and they've been, you know, delivering mail for the last 40 years, and they both have bad knees. Would you have different treatments for them?
Absolutely. And it kind of goes back to what I said earlier. You know, we're going to treat the patient based on their age, their activity level and their occupation, and, you know, what the original injury was. And that's part of the fun of what I do, is it's like trying to put a puzzle together. So you got all these different pieces of information, and you got to kind of put it together to figure out what's wrong. So, yeah, we would definitely treat someone who came in with a sports injury probably different than, you know, an elderly person who was coming in with, you know, chronic pain.
You're coming back to Aspirus Keweenaw at a pretty exciting time, and they just had a major expansion. The facilities look tremendous up there. They're definitely growing by, you know, leaps and bounds. And how has that, you know, I guess the changes at the hospital made things better for you when you're doing your job?
Well, they'll be better when I figure out where I'm at when I get into the new part. It's been a challenge. There's part of the hospital that I remember that's still the same, and then I cross this threshold and I'm like, I don't know where I'm at. But yeah, when I went through the new facility where the ER and the place is now, where that used to, you know, be totally different, the upgrades that they've made are just, they're phenomenal. I mean, for a small critical access hospital, they've got some pretty advanced stuff, so I was very impressed.
If I can speak to that a little bit, Rick, It's been fun to have Dr. Fearson back. I worked with him when he was originally here in a little bit different capacity. So now as the orthopedic service line director, I have a different role with him as well as with Dr. Kelly and Dr. Rao. But I met him at the door that first day, and he just said how the building looked totally different in those first few days, taking him through and showing him the physical changes that we've undergone, both in the ER, the surgery center, as well as the inpatient units, have been really fun to see that change through his eyes, I guess, for lack of a better word. But I want to comment on the fact, on this, his style of practice being about the patient. And he's right when he said he came and started this program or built this program. And even though we lost him for a few years, we kept growing with it. So to have him back and see what we're doing with the patient from the very first appointment through any surgery that they may need, outpatient services, therapy, it's just totally grown, but we're still focused on the patient.
Well, what does it mean to the hospital to have him back? I mean, you have a couple other doctors in the department that are, you know, wonderful
right.
doctors. You've got a growing staff. And you know, you had the opportunity to bring Dr. Fearson back. So what does that mean to Aspirus?
It's a great time for us because it is at a time of growth for us. So to have an additional provider and to provide that bench strength for our orthopedic services is great. Another avenue that he's able to provide services in is our Houghton Clinic, which today will actually be his first day in our Houghton Clinic. You know, we have a brand new building in Houghton, and we're providing family practice services, but we're providing the specialty services there too. Currently, Dr. Rao and Dr. Kelly have days in the Houghton Clinic. The goal is to get Dr. Fearson to have a day there as well, so that all of our patients on the south end don't have to travel to Calumet. We can provide those services here in Houghton. And now with him going to Ontonagon, those patients can be seen in Ontonagon, where previously they were traveling to Houghton or Calumet. So we're able to expand our services and offer a broader scope and have that bench strength. We have orthopedic services on call 24/7. You come to the ER and you have a broken bone or you fell, whatever, we have orthopedics there to take care of you.
I always felt if I ever wanted to get rich living up here, I would open up a joint haircut mechanic shop, because it was it always seems to be hard to get your car fixed and get a haircut without waiting a long time. Healthcare is another one that people are used to waiting for a long time. By expanding services, bringing in Dr. Fearson, are you seeing a change in people as far as ease of being able to get an appointment and actually see a doctor?
Correct. We are seeing ease of appointment. It's funny because we were talking about the language anticipating this interview today, and what I'd like to say is you can have same day or next day appointments, and I bet 90% of the time that's true. But if we have one of the surgeons that's on vacation, another one that's in the surgery center, it may be 2 days. But because we have that bench strength of having three surgeons, you can be seen fairly quickly.
Does having more locations also make it easier?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's more convenient for the patient, and we have all the services there. So if a patient lives in the Houghton Hancock area, needs to see an orthopedic surgeon, is having any type of pain, they can be seen by the surgeon, but they can also have their x-rays there, any diagnostics. We have it all in that one spot, so we don't have to transport them or send them anywhere else for those procedures.
I do know a number of people who live in the Calumet-Loreum area who very rarely come down to the Houghton Hancock area. Mm-hmm. I'm in the other boat. I live up there and work down here. And so oftentimes when it comes to making an appointment or even picking up something from the pharmacy, well, I'd rather it be closer to where I work than where I live, because at work I can head off over my lunch break or take a short break and go take care of things. Sometimes seeing a doctor is also on that list where, it's nice just having that option.
Oh, absolutely. And you're not the only one. We actually have many patients who work on this end of town, whether it be at Michigan Tech or, one of the banks, any other employer. So to be able to go at your lunch break, see your physician, pick up a prescription, have blood work drawn, it's right here. And, and we're open. We're open that the long days from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we have those extended hours so you can take care of those transactions.
Dr. Ken, you mentioned something earlier that really kind of struck me about where when you were down in the Chicago area and where it was Indiana, where you were first practicing before coming back here. And you said that they were moving people through like a factory. Did that affect you emotionally, just, being able to, seeing patients move through with, without, I guess, on the production line, like you mentioned, and then alternatively now being up here, feeling better that you can approach things the way you want to?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was 95% of my decision to come back. When I originally interviewed down there, I gave him my practice philosophy, and everybody was like, oh, you sound exactly like what we need. And then I hired on and went down there, and I had worked in 4 of my 5 years of residency. I was in Chicago at Level 1 Trauma Center, so they're very busy. That's not the type of lifestyle I wanted. They were very impersonal. You were a tibia fracture, or you were a shoulder pain. Nobody could tell you what their name was. So when I went back to Indiana, within 3 or 4 months, all of the people that I interviewed with that I hired in under had left and went to different positions. And then they decided to, they said they were a small community hospital, but then they went on and got their level 2 trauma designation, which I didn't want any part of. I told them when I came there, I don't want this to be a trauma center. And they're like, oh, we're never going to do that. So when that happened, I was repeatedly told that I was not seeing enough patients and that I took too long to see my patients. But if you look at my patient satisfaction rate, it was way higher than anybody else in my practice. So that kind of told me that, if that's how you guys want to practice medicine and that's what those people are used to in a bigger city, that's fine. But that's not how I want to practice medicine. And that's when I, started talking up here. And, I said, I like the way I was able to practice when I was up there before. Take a couple minutes extra with your patient so they're comfortable with, what you're doing and why you're doing it.
On a kind of a personal note, outside of work, you're now living up in the Copper Country. What do you want to be able to do with your time up here?
I want to get on a snowmobile at some point. My wife and my kids are coming up over spring break, and we're going to try to hit the ski slopes. Sure. Although I've only been once and I didn't do very well, I'm going to try it again.
Well, if you break anything, I know a great orthopedic surgeon. That you could go.
That's not the plan.
Well, I do appreciate you coming in and sitting down and talking about it. You know, as we kind of said at the beginning, I don't know a lot about orthopedics, but I know a lot about people, and I enjoy talking, you know, hearing about your passion and, you know, your approach to things, and you know, welcome back to the area, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy this area for a long, long time.
Thank you, and thanks for having me in.
Thank you as well.
Thanks for having us.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.